Hello, Doctor, and thank you for your time today. I'd like to talk to you about Product X, which is a GLP-1 receptor agonist that only needs to be taken once weekly to treat type 2 diabetes. I'm going to start by sharing a Product X patient with you, and I'd like you to think about whether you have anyone like this in your practice. Consider a patient like Eric. Eric is 55 years old and was diagnosed with diabetes nearly 6 years ago. He started on metformin, as you'd expect. Since then, his doctor has added glimepiride, but his HbA1c is still uncontrolled. Eric has a very high pressure position in a large company. He works in sales, so is often out with clients for dinner or a drink, which can sometimes cause compliance issues with his medication. He's overweight and has gained more since starting the glimepiride, which he's tried to address but finds it difficult to fit around his erratic schedule. He and his doctor have made the decision to add once-weekly Product X to Eric's regimen to help him regain glycemic control. So the hope is that when Eric keeps working, so can Product X. I'm now going to share some data for Product X with you. This first graph shows the efficacy of Product X over 4 years. This study involved patients with type 2 diabetes who were uncontrolled on oral anti-diabetic agents, who either initiated treatment with exenatide twice daily and switched to Product X at 30 weeks, or who received continuous treatment with Product X over 4 years. Here we show the data for patients receiving Product X, and what is so interesting about this first graph is that the HbA1c lowering at week 30 is nearly 2%. Furthermore, these HbA1c reductions are sustained at 1 and 4 years, meaning that for all this time, Eric would not require the addition of another agent. Another important factor in type 2 diabetes is body weight. As you're familiar with GLP-1 receptor agonists, I'm sure you'll expect most patients to lose some weight. After 30 weeks on Product X, patients had lost an average of 3.7 kilograms that, like HbA1c reductions, was also sustained over time. So at 4 years, patients were still 2.5 kilograms lower than their baseline values. But please note that Product X is not indicated for weight loss, and weight loss was a secondary endpoint in clinical trials. Beyond HbA1c and weight, another concern with type 2 diabetes is the cardiovascular risk profile, so I would like to share some data about blood pressure and lipids with you. With Product X, reductions in both systolic and diastolic blood pressure were seen. And here you can see that at 4 years, patients in the high baseline subgroup experienced reductions of 8.7 millimetres of mercury systolic and 5.3 millimetres of mercury diastolic. While these reductions were observed across the whole study population, as you might expect, the reductions were better in those with a higher baseline. Taking a look at the lipid profiles, we can again see reassuring results after 4 years with reductions in total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, and triglycerides, and no significant change in HDL cholesterol. I understand that with a patient like Eric, you have a number of treatment options beyond Product X. Many doctors might consider insulin glargine as an option for him. This is some head-to-head data for Product X versus insulin glargine, which demonstrates that at 26 weeks and 3 years, we see better and sustained HbA1c reductions versus insulin glargine with Product X. As we mentioned earlier, it's not just about HbA1c, but also about helping patients with their weight. With Product X, we can see that weight loss was sustained over 3 years, whereas with insulin glargine, we see that body weight had increased after just 26 weeks, with additional gains over 3 years. Again, please note that Product X is not indicated for weight loss, and that weight loss was a secondary endpoint in clinical trials. One important concern when starting a patient like Eric on insulin glargine would be hyperglycemia, but you can see with Product X that a much lower risk of hyperglycemia was observed than with insulin glargine, significantly lower than that seen with insulin glargine over 3 years, in fact. Another important consideration is tolerability. Most adverse reactions associated with Product X were mild to moderate in intensity and rarely led to discontinuation. And with the most common adverse reaction being nausea, it's important to note that when compared with other drugs in the class, a lower incidence of nausea was seen with Product X. And this incidence declines over time. The reason for this improved tolerability is the fact that Product X is taken once weekly. This means that it takes a little time to build up in the system, So as its concentration increases, HbA1c decreases. Product X is able to provide fasting plasma glucose reductions after just 2 doses, and significant HbA1c reductions after 4 to 6 doses. So when a patient like Eric comes back to see you some weeks later, their HbA1c will have already reduced. Now, I'd like to take a moment to share how Product X is delivered in a convenient once-weekly dose. Product X is the first treatment for type 2 diabetes to deliver once-weekly glycemic control. Similar to the endogenous GLP-1 hormone, Product X works by reducing both postprandial and fasting plasma glucose levels. Because of patented technology, there is a continuous presence of Product X, and this gradual increase is the reason for its improved tolerability. Microspheres are injected subcutaneously and degrade over time, providing continuous release of Product X. In terms of what you and your patient can expect when they start taking Product X. After 2 doses, your patient may notice that they are feeling less hungry and eating less. After 4 doses, you should notice improvements in fasting and plasma glucose levels. And after 6 or 7 doses, you should see HbA1c reductions. Over time, your patient may also see some weight loss. One important point is injection site bumps. Your patient may notice a small, raised bump that appears after injection, but it's usually harmless and should go away on its own after 4 to 8 weeks. They may experience some mild to moderate nausea. This is normally worst at the start of treatment and lessens over time. In fact, over 4 years, 2% of patients withdrew from the study due to gastrointestinal adverse reactions, and less than 1% withdrew because of injection site-related adverse reactions. Now, let's talk about how patients will administer Product X. The microspheres provide a continuous presence of GLP-1 receptor agonist activity, meaning that patients are freed from the requirement for daily injections. When patients like Eric fill their prescription for Product X, they'll receive a single-dose kit that contains all they need to deliver their once-weekly injection. It's a very straightforward process. Patients simply need to connect, shake, and inject subcutaneously just once a week. It is important for both you and your patient to feel confident about administering a dose of Product X. This usability study with the single-dose kit demonstrates that 9 out of 10 patients reported confidence in their ability to prepare and deliver their injection, and overall found that the instructions for use were easy to use. Product X is now also available in a dual-chamber pen formulation. Patients can simply twist, tap, and inject their medication. So Product X can provide patients like Eric with the convenience of only thinking about their injection once per week, along with sustained HbA1c reductions to manage their disease, durable weight loss, with the added confidence for both you and your patient of a low risk of hyperglycemia. So, doctor, I'd like to talk to you about Product X and consider a patient like Maria. She's aged 44 and overweight. She is a very busy mother with 3 energetic children and spends much of her day caring for her family. With such a busy life, at the end of the day, she's often too tired to care for herself. She's had diabetes for 4 years and has been taking metformin to control her blood glucose. However, her HbA1c has increased again, and recently she and her doctor agreed to initiate Product X to help her regain glycemic control. For a patient like Maria, you may be considering a number of treatments, as she's only taking metformin at the moment. So, I'd like to show you data comparing Product X with once-daily sitagliptin. You can see HbA1c reductions at 26 weeks of 1.5% with Product X versus 0.9% with sitagliptin. In addition, as managing disease is about more than HbA1c, we can see 26-week data showing reductions in weight with sitagliptin of less than 1 kilogram, whereas with Product X, the weight loss was closer to 2.5 kilograms.